Good morning, my brothers and sisters. On this episode number 289 of the Good Morning Guys podcast. Thank you so much for joining us on this fine morning, afternoon, evening, or night as we are talking about the game of life amidst the other games we love to watch and to play. I am one of your hosts, the Brazilian Mountaineer and Transition Ninja back from the dead, Lucas Ham Swisher. Also with me, the judge, the jury, and executioner of fake news and spoilers, Patrick Novacell.
I'm telling you what, it is. I'll tell you what, it is
tell
good
me what, man.
To be back and podcasting and at home. But man, this past weekend was great. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to be home. It's good to be home in my own bed, which I will talk about here in a minute. But man.
Whoa, did we both not sleep in our own beds last week?
We did not.
I didn't see you there.
I know. We chose the wrong beds.
I thought we were supposed to meet. All right. We'll save that one for June. Before we jump into the old life and what's been going down, we have two slackers not with us, one of which is usually the final member of the GMG Quadfecta with music in his heart, Doctor Who in his brain, and La Corette in his stomach, Mark Boucher. But can I say he's the final member now?
He's not the final member. He's
not the final member anymore. He's the penultimate.
The remaining OG member.
The remaining OG member? Is that remaining OG member? That sounds weird.
That sounds dirty.
He's the remaining member of the podcast. Do you remember? I don't know where to go with that. So Mark Boucher is he's with us in snotty spirit. He's sick, so he's not here.
Yeah, he's not dead. He's just sick.
Yeah, he's like limping around. Like
it is the fourth time he's gotten sick. So
fourth time's a charm. That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. He's trying for the world record.
Yeah, how many times can I get that old Voldemort? And then the newest member of the GMG Quadfecta, the Silent Sneezer and North Kakalakian, who may or may not have eaten dinner yet, our handyman Hank McCoy, Ryan Isley. He's probably going to show up fashionably late, slacker, which really, he's still in probationary period, so his job is at risk.
Yeah, I know. What is it, within the first 30 days, we can just kick him to the curb, no questions asked. So,
I think he's going to join in and start talking, and I'll just kick him out of the room.
That's what you get for being late.
Gosh, what's wrong with
you? You're not early, you're late.
Exactly. Early bird gets the worm. Early
you're late. Don't even bother.
Yeah. You don't exist.
No. If he's late, we'll bring him in.
We love you. It's fine. Yeah. It's part of the charm of the show. You never know what's going to happen.
We're charming. That if you're... I don't know about that.
It's part of the garbage truck on fire.
We're a charming garbage
part of the
truck.
Fire. Yeah. Oh, that garbage truck. It's so charming.
So cute.
This is Mega Monster March, I guess. I don't know why.
Mega Monster March.
It. Yeah, it's what I called it at the beginning when Mark came back.
Another M to go along with Mega Monster March then.
Yeah, Mega Monster Mark March, because he returned to us. He's back.
Yeah.
Even though he's not right now.
Yes.
Never mind. Dang it.
He's a fraud.
He's a fake. Smells like beef and cheese. Sitting on a throne of lies, Mark. We judge you. Ugly baby judges you.
Okay. I don't know if we... I don't judge people. That's true. A lot of people.
The ugly baby. Ugly baby judges him. All right. What's new news?
Mm-hmm. With me?
What's up?
With me.
I mean, you can go or I can go.
I can. All right. That's fine.
Paper, rock, scissors, fire.
Yeah, fire loses?
Fire never loses.
What if I'm water? What if I'm a fire hose? I
see that coming.
Yeah, you know, fire hose.
So would that be like flapping
just
around?
Flailing.
So it's rock, paper, scissors, fire, water hose. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
all right.
In Earl... this past weekend, I drove down to Franklin, Tennessee to see a bunch of Married to the Games folks, community and hosts for the Married to the Games episode 600 live in Franklin, Tennessee. And I tell you what, it was.
Tell me what.
It was a blur. It was such a blur. It felt like it was over in a flash. I got there on Friday. It took me about 5 hours to get down there. There's five of us staying in the house. We all got an Airbnb. And so there's five of us staying in the house, and there's four bedrooms. One bedroom has two twin beds. So we drew cards to see who was going to get the master, who was going to get the queen, who was going to get the day bed.
Your way down.
And then who was going to get the two twins in one room. And so I ended up...
I think the two twins in one room was the... That was a grand prize.
I mean, if you and I were in the same house, I would not mind spending a weekend with you. No problem. But the two people that ended up staying in there, they've never met each other. So,
really?
Yeah, it was Brett T. Bowden and Calm Fury, Mike from the Discord.
Okay, I can see that being fun.
Yeah. So, anyways, I got the day bed, and I'm 6'2", and this day bed is
what kind of day beds are tall enough for you?
4'10". That's what it is. And so there was the side rails, and I had a rough time sleeping couple nights, sleeping in the fetal position, just trying to be on the bed. Yeah. But the last night I figured out that I'm just going to have to sleep upwards. I put the pillows on one corner, and then I laid diagonally, and that was a good night.
There you go.
I finally figured it out on the last night of sleep.
On the last night.
Yeah. So we were down there. We did a ton of things. It was just me down there. I didn't bring the wife or kids, but there was a lot of people down there that brought their spouses, their significant others, and their families. So I feel like I was in the minority coming in.
Yeah.
Just by myself. I met Ryan down there, which was first time I got to meet him. I met White Bernice and his kids. Nice. So that was really cool. And then let's see what else. Oh, so when we go down there, we all like to go to used game stores and see what's right out there. So there's this place called McKay's, and McKay's Used Bookstore. And I would say maybe half of it is a used bookstore. This place is enormous. When I say half of the used bookstore, there's, I don't know, 50 aisles of books. Like, wow, it is enormous. That's pretty big. Yeah. And then the other half is like Funko Pops, video games, movies, like old video games from like all the way back to NES, Atari through the
1800s.
All the way back to 1800s, Atari 1800.
Colonial video games.
Yeah. So I went in there, and I didn't know what I was going to get. So, but I walked away with a haul from McKay's. First place I went to the action figures, and Guido was there with me, and he points out the Uncharted 3 collector's edition box. And in that box is a Nathan Drake statue, a necklace with the Sic Parvus Magna on it. Ring, and then a belt buckle with the horseshoe.
Why are you not wearing it?
It's upstairs, but I came home wearing it. I wore it all weekend. I came home wearing it. My wife's like, she gives me a hug, and then first thing she says is, "Are you wearing a necklace? I've never seen you wear a necklace before."
I'm not used to that.
So I was like, okay, the only thing missing in there was the Uncharted 3 PS3 game. And I was like, okay, right. So I go to the video game section, and the Uncharted 3 PS3, there's two of them. One of them, horrible condition. Second one, pristine condition. And I was like, sweet, how much is it? $2. The thing was only $2.
Hold up.
Yeah.
You had to take a loan out for that.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this box was huge. So I was like, I'm not lugging this thing around. If by chance it's still there when we're checking out, I'll go ahead and get it. But if not, wasn't meant to be, whatever. But at the end of the time we were there for like two and a half hours. It was still there. I picked it up and got it. That's not the only thing. Nice. The only thing that I got. I got three comic books. I got the Death of Superman. I got Batman Cross Fortnite. and it is a game or a comic book where Batman accidentally gets sucked into the Fortnite world and has to figure out how to get out. So I bought that for Clark.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you got that for Clark, right?
Yeah, yeah. So he's been reading that, and then I also got the Justice League cross Power Rangers mashup, and so I got that one. Ooh, nice. So cool. really good haul there. Then we go to another used bookstore or used game store, two used game store. I found WWE 2K19 and WWE versus or SmackDown versus Raw 2010. So those are like two of the best wrestling games. If you look at any list, those two games are on there. But the White Whale I've always looked for is for, well, always within the past 4 years was SmackDown Here Comes the Pain. And it was the last PS2 game, PS2 WWE game. And it's considered widely considered the best wrestling game out there. So you don't usually see those games at a used game store. So we go to the second game store and I go to, straight to like the rare section. And lo and behold, Here Comes the Pain was just sitting there on the shelf
right there.
And so, yeah, I like grabbed it real quick and I was walking around just to go see if there's anything else. And the cashier was like, "You ready to check out?" And I was like, "Well, not yet, but I'm grabbing this so no one else grabs it." So, but I ended up getting it. So I got three WWE games. They get one of the three of the top like 10. If you look at lists, they're all on there. So I made out like a bandit that day. So I was super excited about that. Yeah. So welcome, Ryan.
Hi there.
Good morning.
What? I can't hear you. Get closer. I need you to get up on that thing.
Get up on that mic.
We need to hear that voice of yours.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you? Tired. What's up, Brian? Brian. Ryan Isley.
Brian. Tired.
Wake up. Brian. That's his late name. When he's late, I'm going to call him Brian from now on. want to remind you that you're on a probationary period, sir, so you better pull your act together.
Apologies. Very much apologies. I
we forgive you. We love you.
Yeah, you're forgiven.
Whew. Yep, that's day. Easy. See, you're no longer at risk.
Long day, long day,
long day. Well, we're about to make it longer, so buckle up, buddy. Yeah. All right. So now that Ryan's here, let me do the over under of how many times you guys hugged. I'm gonna guess 5.
That's your over under. Yeah. So the Novacell hug, I mean, that's 2 automatically.
I didn't say how many seconds. Doesn't count how many seconds.
Okay. But no, the Novacell hug is 2 hugs.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's 2 and 1. Because you look, you pull back, you look, and then you go back in for the second half.
Yeah.
So I guess it'd have to be an even number. So I'll go with 6.
Yeah, we definitely did more than 6 because I hugged him the first 2 times I saw him. And then I did the Novacell hug the next 3 times I hugged him. So.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Good job.
We tried to get to double digits, but that was our bad. Sorry about that.
Slackers.
Yeah. We tried. It was didn't not quite make it. Lack of trying.
I mean, you did have a lot of people to hug. There were a lot of people around.
Yeah, there were a lot of people hug. I did the Novacell hug to Ed Placencia, and he was like, are we gonna kiss? I was like, do you want to?
I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, I know, right? So yeah, great weekend. It was a blast. Like I said, I was got there on Friday, came home on Monday. It just felt like it was way too short.
Yeah.
Indeed. So something to look forward to in a couple of years, I guess. On the home front. So the day that I left on Friday, I get a message from the wife that, both kids got straight A's, on their report card. And anytime that our kids get straight A's, they get $25. It's always been a thing. It's going to continue to be a thing. If they get straight A's, $25. So this is the second quarter in a row that Clark has gotten straight A's. And I forgot to give him his $25 last time. So he's up to $50. Here, all right. So with my wife working, you know, one less thing my wife has to worry about is getting Clark ready for school. And, you know, he has ADD. He's, you know, he's spastic in the morning. His meds haven't kicked in. So he's all over the place in the morning. So I made him a deal. I was like, hey, if you get ready for school for one full week where mom doesn't have to ask you to get something or do something, I'll give you 2,000 Robux. And so two straight weeks, he missed it. He couldn't get ready. Mom had to figure out, had to ask him questions if he got something ready or if he forgot to take his medicine, forgot to get his water bottle, whatever. But this past week, he got ready every single day. And all right, well, I have to own up to my end of the bargain, give him 2,000 Robux, which equates to $20 to $25. I don't really know. It's roughly around there.
Like $20.
Yeah. So he was going to get that on top of his straight A's. And then he was like, you know what? I'm going to cash in my chore board. And he hasn't cashed that in this year yet. So he cashed it in. And I basically had to give him $100 this past Friday.
Dang. He just won the lottery.
He definitely won the lottery. He spent all of it on Robux. All of it.
Oh my gosh.
He spent all of it.
Now, remind me, Roblox?
Yeah, Roblox. Yeah, it's in-game currency for Roblox. Yeah.
Wow, that is some... That's some serious game in there with that Roblox.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like $100. If I had $100 to a game with microtransactions, I feel like I would have that.
What do you get with $100 in Roblox? Roblox. Why can't I say?
I don't know. Like new.
It's not Roblox, skins, right?
Like skins and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, but it's such an ugly skins. Game. Like, what does the skin look like in that? It's like,
I don't know.
8-bit Nintendo.
A hat, a shirt, a car, a house.
I mean, I guess you can do that with Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he cleaned up. Definitely cleaned up.
Nice.
Emptied my wallet. You know, last week I was like, you know what? This credit card debt, gone.
And then
Clark debt is back. Yeah. So that's a nice. That's all with Earl. On the Ifl side of things, two things. Past week, really haven't played much other than WWE 2K24 as the huge, still playing through that
as a tradition.
And then I watched a movie over the weekend, and
just one.
There's how a movie sessions? That came. What eight ones? Well, technically two, but mostly one. So,
break?
So on Friday, I found out that a movie came out on streaming after being only in the theaters for 30 days. That movie, one of the best movies rated in the Marvel Universe, Madam Web. And when I say best rated, not you reverse that and flip it.
It's you left at the yeah, scratch that.
Reverse it. So I was like, oh, okay. I you know, we got back. It was like 11:30, 12 o'clock, sitting in my day bed, and I was like, I'm not really tired yet. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna start this Madam Web movie. I made it 9 minutes in, and I was this is awful. So, yikes, so bad.
9 minutes?
Like, there's one kid, the villain, all of his lines were done in post. All of them. Like, it's so bad. There's times where he's not even moving his lips, and he's talking. It felt like a narration, but it wasn't. It wasn't a narration. It was him. He was talking. And that was in the first scene. Within 1 minute, you saw that. And I'm like, oh, Lord, this is bad. Acting's bad. Dialogue's bad. The direction is bad. There's way too many zooms, way too many times where the camera's like turning upside down, way too many flashes. It was bad. And this is in the first 9 minutes. And I was like, okay, I'm done. I can't handle this anymore. So the next night, we all get back to the house. And I'm like, hey, I watched 9 minutes of Madam Web. I want you to watch the first 9 minutes. Okay. And we got
the whole family.
It was me and the four other guys in the Airbnb.
Oh, right. Yeah. This is Married to the Games. Yeah.
Yeah. So 9 minutes. And I was like, then I turned it off. And I was like, they were like, that's super bad, but it's so bad. We want to watch more. And I was like, are you sure? I'm giving you an out. You do not have to watch this. We do not have to spend the next 2 hours watching this movie. And they're like, no, turn it back on. So I turn it back on, and we
Mystery
watched
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
100% Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, I'm so
and
jealous.
We were having like, it was, It was a blast. It was like that Werewolf at Night Marvel movie that came out, where me and you watch it and we're just making fun of it the whole time. That's the way it was for Madam Web, and which made this movie. This movie was an A-plus
movie.
It's horrible. A-plus for entertainment experiences, but the movie is an F. It is the hardest F I can ever give a movie. It's so bad. The only way you can watch it is in the same scenario I watch it, with your friends making fun of it the entire time. It is hands down the absolute worst movie I've ever seen. I don't know how this movie made it to the end. Was thrown in theaters. This movie was less than a straight to home video. Like, this is it was bad.
Straight to the dumpster.
But all from all day Sunday and Monday morning, while we were still there, we were quoting the movie, quoting all the bad lines in it. And it's so dumb. If you get a chance to watch it, you got to go in there and you just got to have a good time. You knew it is so bad acting. I mean, everything about it. I felt like they were like, you know what we got to do? We got to make sure that anybody watching this who has a propensity for seizures, watch it, because you're going to get one. Oh, you have vertigo? Watch this. You're going to throw up. Like, this, it's so bad.
Choose your own adventure.
Choose your own awfulness. But yeah.
That's terrible.
It was bad. F. I mean, it was like 30 Fs.
Wow. That's a lot of Fs. 30
Fs that create an F.
Exactly. Like, you got it.
Inception F.
Yeah, but that's it for me this week.
Cool.
Ryan, how about you, buddy?
We haven't had a pregnant pause in a while. Thought we would try that out. All right, Ryan, what do you got? Catch us up. Give us your side of the story.
Driving with an Miss entire Daisy? Family to Nashville.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had the whole crew.
It's not advisable.
It's not advisable.
It was, so when we mapped it, it was supposed to be like 8.5 hours. We left Friday morning around, I want to say like 8-ish, and we didn't get there until like 7. So
yeah, 11 hours.
11 hours? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just 3 hours.
Kind of meal. If it was 8.5 hours and then you had meals.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's just, it was
pee breaks.
It wasn't even meals. It
gas
was,
up.
Pee breaks. I think there might be something wrong with my daughter's bladder, because
tell her not to drink coffee or energy drinks or both, Lord, before a car trip.
No more.
Mercy. Every time that we stopped for anything, I gotta use the bathroom. I gotta use the bathroom. I'm like, ma'am, we just stopped. Like, we just stopped.
Ma'am.
You have to go again? So yeah. That was Friday and Sunday was 11 hours of driving. Yeah, not fun, but being there, getting to see Pat and some of the other guys in the Married to the Games Discord was really cool. Getting to meet people, having breakfast. It was good times, man. It was good times.
Nice.
Made me really sad that Mark wasn't there, but.
And yeah, we had, he came up, we had walked by the visitor center, and the last time we were at the visitor center, Mark, we walked in there and there was just an acoustic guitar sitting against the wall. He picked it up and just started playing. And, but yeah, we missed it this time.
You should have totally done it.
I don't know how to play guitar. So,
no,
it doesn't matter. It would have been part of the fun.
We can't do that. That's Mark's thing.
We'll let Mark do that. If next time,
missed opportunity,
we'll let Mark be there.
To sound terrible.
And we'll let him play and I'll sing something.
I was like, is this the claw? Sounds good. Is this the
lobster? Ray is judging you right now. Yes. The dragon hand.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, shush.
I'd probably just echo what Pat said without the, I didn't get to go to the gaming stores just because, you know, with the whole family being there, I was kind of trying to like split my time and do like some stuff with them. And then I got to also take care of the fam. So
Sure.
There was a lot of my kids love the pool at the hotel. Let me tell you that. Anytime they get to swim, it's a great time for them. They don't care if it's a pond in the back of someone's house or a tub filled up with water. As long as it's
easy to please.
They have something. Yeah, they were like, "Can we go back to the pool?" that's all we heard. Like, we took them to the pool one time, and then they were like, "Can we go back to the pool? Can we go back to the pool?" So yeah, they had fun just doing that. And
nice. Yeah, I remember the dynamic when we met for the very first time, me, Pat, Mark, Ronnie, and our families at what is that place called? Kings Island, I think. We met, even like Gabe Patillo was there, and then a number of other Married to the Games fans and Good Morning Guys fans, and like splitting the time between the fam and the people with the podcast was sometimes like, okay, I'm going to go over here with these guys. And then you're with the guys, you're like, okay, I need to go check in with my family, make sure my kids are still alive and my wife's not giving me the stink eye for making her do all the work.
So, I mean, as much fun as that would be, fun dynamic to bring the fam to Married to the Games, that would a centennial episode, that would be awesome. But just being by myself and not having to worry about the fam was also nice, because it was like, hey, Pat, you want to go? Yes. Wherever it is, I'm in.
Automatic.
You know, like, I don't have to worry about it.
I quickly learned that, like, on the second day, I guess that would have been Sunday, being there. I was like, yeah, probably if I do this again, I can't bring my... I love them to death.
Now, how many remind me how many kids you have. I forget.
Three.
Three, okay. I thought you had the trifecta.
Yeah, so, I have the trifecta. That being said, I'd probably end up still bringing Kingston, because he seemed to have a good time. He was bored during the live recording, but I mean,
he sat in his seat, and he did, man.
He's a trooper.
Yeah.
He got bored, so I just let him play like Survivor IO on my phone. So he was just like,
he was all up in that Survivor IO. I mean, that was like, it's basically Vampire Survivors. It is a one finger game. Mark, if you're out there listening, it's another game that you can get.
It is indeed.
What was it called again?
Get on it.
Survivor.io.
Survivor.io. He's got it. That's IO. Is that?
It sounds like a farm game. Survivor.io. With the Survivor here. Survivor there.
Survivor. The sequel. AEIOU.
Ooh, it's like vowels surviving in a land of consonants. The consonants are like feral and totally.
They're coming after you.
They hate all vowels. They're like,
you are the vowel.
Like, and they all make the sound of their letter. Just like Pokemon. They just say the same, like,
Yeah, I would play that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be Survivor AIE. What is it? AEIO.
Survivor. But
that's E-I-E-I-O. See, that's the farm one. I think we need Survivor and then a bunch of different versions. So EIEIO, that's the farm edition of Survivor. Then Survivor like AEIOU.
Like back in the day on Facebook,
yeah,
like Farmville.
I think so. It's like Farmville, except you're surviving the, you know, the
onslaught plants of consonants.
Everything you planted is now attacking you. So corn stalks, bean sprouts.
Yeah.
Scarecrows, you know, all the
Ooh,
things you've
scarecrows
done.
Scarecrows sound like a mini boss or
a
boss.
Do you plant a scarecrow?
I mean, you put it in the ground like a plant.
Yeah.
So I think you could say plant for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you stake it or plant it?
Speaking of multi-use words, this is going to get, Mark, if you're listening, mute for like a minute. did you know in Portuguese, when you're talking about a stuffy nose or you're talking about being constipated, you use the same verb. So you literally do say your nose is constipated.
Really?
Yeah. Something I learned today.
My nose has been constipated for 30 years.
You got to unplug. You need to put some, X-lax or what's the thing that helps you?
Nose-lax.
Just put that right up one each nostril. Nose-lax. Yeah.
Nose. Talk to your doctor.
Didn't see that coming. today. Like this, sitting yeah, there in a meeting. All but of
if,
a sudden,
if you're like if you're allergic to Nosalax, talk. Don't use this. It's like, yeah, of course.
Side effects may include nose diarrhea,
eruption of nasal passage and cavity.
Mm-hmm. And all right, Mark, you can unmute.
Risk of death.
All right, Mark, come on back. We're done. All right, what else you got for us there, Mr. Isley?
Honestly, it was mostly just the trip. I've not done any. I downloaded Survivor.io from my child, and that was about as
there
far
you go.
Into gaming as
Survive.
I got.
All right. Something.
I Fair did enough. Download all the games that I bought that were like that Immortals of Avium game that I bought
oh,
for
yeah?
like $8. Yep.
Yep.
I finally installed it on my Xbox. Just
adulting's so fun. What kind of gaming did you do? I downloaded some cool games.
Yeah, I did. I downloaded.
And I'm going to turn on my system and look at them one of these days. Mm-hmm. And then a child is going to yell for me or.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I may end up buying BioShock again. All of them are on sale.
Like the whole set?
So it's weird. On Xbox, the bundle was on sale last week for like $20. But now the bundle is off sale. So like the BioShock collection itself is now $40 again. But if you buy all the games separately, it ends up being like $21.
It's $8.
Yeah. So it's so weird how they do that. Just leave it on sale, man. Just don't make me buy them all separately for no reason. But whatever. I'll buy them all for
oh,
no
they'll
reason.
Do it.
Yeah. I'll buy them. I'll probably end up buying
you,
them.
You buy those and download them to your system so you can look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
I'll
little,
get around to playing them eventually.
The game thumbnails.
Yeah.
One
and
of
then,
these days.
Then probably won't play them and be playing Destiny again. So yeah. Oh, Pat, I wanted to ask you, what's going on with Apex?
Why? Why? Why would you even ask that?
I saw something about, I guess it was like a pro Apex League going on, like some type of tournament going on.
Yeah.
And as the team was playing, hackers installed cheating software to the people playing. And they were like, I'm being hacked. And they could suddenly see like everything that was on the map, every person that was there.
Yeah, I saw that. It wasn't just one player. It was multiple players. And they had to postpone that because someone had hacked all of their PCs.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Yeah. So, but Apex, I mean, that's no longer in my rotation.
No. Is it dead to
Fortnite,
you?
Fortnite has replaced it for now. It was just
poor
Fortnite.
Justin.
Justin's because his kids are old enough to play.
Oh, there you go.
He's been playing Fortnite with them. So when we
nice
the last few times we've gotten on, it's been Fortnite and not Apex.
There you go.
We've
never
we've
mind.
Kind
I
of,
take it back.
Kind of transitioned, which is fine with me. It's nice to have a little bit of variety. It just Apex was just it was getting too like I'm good, but I'm playing with people who that's all they do. And I've played for so long that my level's up so high. So I'm playing with people who are also that high level and it's not fun anymore. It's just not. So
every game was like a sweaty game.
It's so sweaty where, you know, I'm trying to run away from them and they bypass all the loot and they try to come after me and kill me. I go across the entire map and the same squad is looking after me. It's just like, I can't do any more of this. Like, mind your business. Let me have some fun.
You stay in your lane. Give me a chance to regroup. Cool. Yep. All right. Then I guess that leaves me.
Yes.
Here I am.
Yes.
Lucas, how
so,
have you
my
been?
Weekend.
How was your new bed you were sleeping in?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay. All right.
First and foremost, my internet went out last week on I think Friday, and of course it went out like late Friday, so I tried to contact the company on Saturday and no answer. Sunday, no answer. And I was like, okay, it's the weekend. It's very common for Brazilian companies to have like little to no service, like little to no customer service on the weekend. So I'm like, Monday, we'll get it together. Monday, they still don't respond to me. Like they give me this automated.
They also didn't have any internet.
Message. Yeah, that was crossing my mind as Monday wore on and they didn't respond whatsoever. I eventually had to talk. So I was going to their WhatsApp, like automated messenger Autobot. I almost said Autobot, like it's a transformer. But you like do the thing where you write something and then it says, here are the options. And it would only give me one option for new contact. And I was like, okay, I'll just be a new contact. And then it would re-loop the same thing over and over again. And so I was like, can you guys just contact me? And nothing. So I talked to my landlord and he contacted them. And they finally got to us, I think on Thursday or Friday. And by then I was already out of town. And by then on Saturday, we got new internet. We went with the new company.
I didn't know you had multiple options down there.
We found out at the beginning of the year.
One thing.
Yeah. For a long time, they were the only option. And then sometime last year, my landlord said, hey, just so you know, there's a couple more options in your neighborhood. Check it out when you'd like to check it out. So I was paying, I mean, in Brazilian reais, I was paying like $120 a month, which is like, wow, how's that math work? It was like $24 a month. What is the check? What is it? Check my speed. What's the
speedtest.net? The one that I use all the time.
Speed test. Yes, speedtest.net. So before, I think I got 182 megabytes per second.
Okay.
Per second. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Before.
128 megabits per second up and down, or it was download speed.
That was the download speeds, I think, was 182 usually. Let's see. Now this is supposed to be pretty decent. They actually told me it was 500, but I have my doubts. I think they like to round up, is my guess. So right now I'm at 280 megabytes per second download. Which is still 100 more than what I was doing.
Still, yes, right?
Right.
And I'm paying 30 Brazilian reais less a month. And 61 upload.
That's so, all around great.
Not too shabby. So I'm taking that, enjoying that. So I could definitely tell a difference when I would like do a little search to test it out. It definitely came up faster. So we're enjoying that new internet. And over the last week, I was also gone for a few days. I went on the bio trip. This is my second time going. And we go to an island called Ilha do Cardoso. And there we have a beach like 5-minute walk away. We walk like along like the rocky coast, doing a little rock climbing, nothing crazy. But we do a little rock climbing, and then we walk through a mangrove, which is like knee to waist high mud, and through the trees, and there's little crabs everywhere. So did that again. That was fun. It was pretty much the same experience, except we have our sophomore class is like half the size of last year's group, so it's a very small group, only like a dozen kids or so. But we ran in, like our guide, he was like he was helping us find every animal like around to check out. And one of them was a sea turtle. Like we encountered a sea turtle because it was stranded in like a little lagoon. And he said he didn't think it had eaten in a while. So we kind of saved it from malnutrition and put it back in the ocean. But that was pretty cool to like, I had never encountered a sea turtle before. We cleaned him up, popped off some barnacles. He had some barnacles on him, which are kind of like little sea parasites. So we popped them off and put them back in the wide world of the ocean. So that was pretty cool. Saw sea cucumbers, which are more like sea poops, sea plops. They're really gross looking. They're really squishy, and they look like a cucumber plop. That's the way I explained it. So it was weird. It was just weird. It was like, this is an animal I never thought I wanted to see, and now I know why. Because it was gross.
Did it like move or anything?
Not really. It was just, he picked it up and just kind of laid there. It was gross. And then we found crabs, and like, he'd pick up crabs and like just show them to us. And like, yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. We tried to watch the sunrise twice, and we watched the clouds rise. So that wasn't very exciting.
Oh, dang.
We did get clouds. One night. Yeah. The cloud rises are amazing. We did have one night where we could look at the stars, and I downloaded a star map on my phone so I could like move it around. It was like augmented reality where it would point out what the stars were and the constellations. So that was pretty cool checking that out. And that was about it. So it was a good 3-day trip. Had some fun, came back, reunited with the fam. And then the next day on Saturday, we went and saw Dune Part 2. Yeah. So I'm definitely a Dune fan. What's that?
I still haven't seen Dune 1 yet.
There's still time. There's going to be a part 3. So maybe at this point, just wait.
Perfect time to get into it.
It's going to come out.
Dune Part 1 is the first half of the book. Was Dune Part 2 the second half of the book? Was that a spoiler?
Yeah. So Dune Part 2 was the second half of the book. And then there's going to be a Dune Part 3, which is going to cover Dune Messiah. Which is
how many Dune books are there?
I think there are 7 or 8 books.
Oh Lord,
altogether. And so, well, I definitely watched the movie with Mindy and Natasha, and then the next day, I definitely read the Wikipedia summary of all 7 to 8 books, and it is one crazy story. I don't think they would effectively be able to pull off the last half of the 7 to 8 books. Like the last 3 or 4 books is bizarre. For one thing, the whole series, the 7 to 8 books, covers 5,000 years in Dune history, like in the history of the storyline, whatever.
Dune Landia.
5,000 years. Yeah. It's crazy. And like Star Wars, it covers the same dozen people somehow in 5,000 years. It's too crazy to explain, but it's crazy. Yeah, at some point, a character
just wrote that die or something like that, or his something happened.
Maybe
I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it was. It may have been like 2 weeks ago or something like that. But
yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. But the movie was very good. Very much enjoyed it. I'll give it a B+. It was. I did not remember the second half of the book very well, so it was like watching it or experiencing it for the first time. It did feel like they changed a few things, but nothing major. It is something where like the book is very dialogue heavy, and the movie is, I think, a little more balanced to almost not a lot of dialogue, which is okay. It's okay. It does have a lot of visuals, and it does like kind of take things methodically and slow. It was sometimes disjointed, I thought, in terms of how like character development happened or character relationships developed. There are a few things like it felt like something would start happening and then they would just kind of pretend like it, like they would almost complete it off screen. It wasn't a major thing. So sometimes that was weird. But overall it was cool. Like it was a fun story. Definitely a different hero story. And I look forward to part 3. Part 3 is going to be pretty fun, pretty interesting. Now, the other thing that happened that was fun while watching Dune Part 2 is, one, they had a very bizarre, weirdly, actually hilariously edited Part 1 recap before we watched Part 2. And the recap consisted of this guy just talking out the Part 1 story, like with, in the midst of, randomly, like half a second edited parts from the movie. So the guy would be talking and then they would put in a quick like movie clip of somebody saying Dune, but it was so jarring because they would be like talking all of a sudden, like one of the characters from the movie pop up and go spice, and then it would go back to the normal guy talking. So they just interjected these little quick edits, and it was so weird. And we were laughing the whole time while we were watching it, because we're like, I guess this is one way to catch people up if they haven't seen part one. If they, for some reason, were, that was at the beginning, like right. It wasn't in the movie, like a part of the movie. It was right before, like Brazil did their own little recap.
Oh,
for people. And so they made it. It was made by like a Brazilian company. And so this guy's talking to Portuguese and be like, here's what's happening. You got this guy named Paul and the Atreides family. And then they're on this planet called Dune. Like, it was really like, it like just interjected at a really weird moment. But it made us laugh a lot. The second thing that happened is probably with 10 or 15 minutes left in the movie, there came to a part, and I kid you not, a character said, "This isn't over." And then the screen cuts to black. And it stays black. Nothing happens. And people are like, what? The power went off in the whole mall.
No.
Oh. Last 10, 15 minutes.
And this so isn't like, over, but it is.
Yeah. Oh, it was so funny. Yeah. And if I even said it to Mindy, I was like, or is it? Because the timing could not have been more perfect. Oh. And so they finally get the power back on, and the movie starts at the beginning. And we're like, well, buckle up, people. Here we go. No, they actually didn't make us watch the beginning, but they proceed to scrub through the entire movie, and they go too far, and they skip a major plot twist. And we're like, whoa, 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 go back. And so they go back, and while they're going back, somebody screams, and also turn on the air conditioning. And another guy's like, but listen,
anyone else have any requests?
Yeah, right. But then someone else is like, no, don't turn it on. We're watching it, Dune. It's part of the experience of being in the desert. Just leave it. It was really funny. So they took a little bit to get the AC back on, but we survived. It's been really hot here lately. So, but yeah, so then they rewind it to the right part, and then we watch. And I mean, they totally would have skipped major plot twist at the end. And so that was pretty funny. And yeah, so we enjoyed that. It was good times. And that's about it. That's the highlights. I have been doing a whole bunch of not gaming and just living life. Been on, you know, been adulting, been movieing, been hanging out with my fam. What?
I didn't do it.
Something just happened.
Did you? My internet just went out.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Are you serious?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you, but
and your face is frozen.
Well, you've been kind of
my internet connection
for the past few minutes
is unstable. I have no idea what's going on. My speed test is fine.
Yeah, because Ryan, you've been good, but he has not been good. You got Mark internet right now.
It just said recording in progress on my side. So yes, we may have I may have to do some editing this time.
All right.
Well, dang it. It was a good run, guys. It was a good run.
Patrick, your internet has been possessed by Brazil.
Lucas changed his internet and gave his old internet to me.
I did. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Enough about me and enough about me sharing my internet with other people. Let's see what's going on with the joiners. What's going on in their neck of the woods? As we do some quick housekeeping, fluff towels and offer pillows and Andy's candies and tip you off to how you can connect with the GMG, you on Twitter, Discord, Facebook, and Instagram, just like a few people did. Let's start with Humar Whittle, Earl, family and friends, birthdays last weekend, and landscaping. So, like, did you landscape for your birthday? Is that how that works? Like, for your birthday, we're going to let you landscape. Did you make them like a bush cake? Like Edward Scissorhands?
Bush cake?
Yeah, bush cake. You never had that?
No. Can't say that I have.
You find a bush and then you trim it to make it look like a cake. And then you eat it if you're a vegetarian.
Okay. Like a chia pet?
Yeah, exactly.
So you just eat the chia pet.
Yeah, you eat the chia. I mean, isn't that what that's for?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, you. Doing some landscaping. All right. Iffle, Much Final Mini Fantasy. Also going to play Daggerheart on Saturday, the latest TTRPG from Critical Role.
Nice.
Enjoy that Daggerhearting. Mm-hmm. All right. Four-time COVID recipient, Mark Boucher himself. Congratulations.
Four-time.
He said, hey, fellas, sorry I couldn't be there this week. Earl's been interesting this past week. As you already know, Kristen tested positive for COVID on Wednesday, and because of the iffy nature and things and not wanting to get anyone sick, we made the decision to not go to Tennessee. This turned out to be a wise decision because I started getting sick and tested positive for COVID on Sunday. Womp womp. Because of us quarantining, I decided to start watching Dragon Ball Z Kai, a version of the show with all of the filler of the original anime cut down significantly. Mm-hmm. It's been fun jumping back into the show and my way of showing respect to the show's creator who died a few weeks ago. I got to watch a movie called The Creator, which is about a war between the West America and an AI embracing East called New Asia, as America seeks to wipe out AI after it causes a nuclear explosion in Los Angeles. Real interesting sci-fi movie. I give it a B+.
Just in all Los right, Angeles. All right.
That's all. I'm disappointed, Lucas. I'm disappointed. You said Asia regularly. You gotta say it like Street Fighter 2.
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh, I thought you were gonna say it.
You want me to do it? Asia.
Yeah. No, you gotta say the normal part stuff. Called New Asia. Japan.
That's the best one.
USSR. Oh man, that's hilarious. Iffle, haven't been playing much due to being sick, and when I have played, I've just been moving the needle on the battle pass in Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That like me. When I'm sick, I want to play video games because it's like I haven't been sick in a while. Speaking honestly, but tell you what, it would be tempting if I were home and sick, nothing to do. I'd be like, I wonder what video games are like. I haven't done those in a while.
Okay.
I'd probably play.
Hey, Mark, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, you just send one of your booger handkerchiefs to Lucas. Just put it in the mail. just send it straight over so he could be sick. And then
here's a booger handkerchief. What is this? Is this
where
new?
Are you going with this, Ryan? That's mean. Send an old booger handkerchief to Lucas. That would be totally worth it. Let's see. Next up, Corey Earl. He said, pretty relaxing week, really. Church Sunday and best friends came over Sunday evening, and I grilled a bunch of steak and corn on the cob. Was it a really good time? Wife and a couple friends ran a 5K this past Saturday. They did pretty well. Good job. Good job. Let's see. Our church is starting a ministry called The Connection Point. In short, it's a ministry that aims at making first-time visitors to the church feel welcomed and answer questions they might have and so forth. Oh, my pastor asked this past week, asking what bonds us to people. He then made the statement, I don't bond where I feel judged by people. I don't bond where I feel like I have to live up to some expectation. First-time visitors shouldn't feel judged as soon as they walk in the door because of what they're wearing, hairstyles, or any other ridiculous reason like that. We don't know where they are in life or what their background is. Our job is to show them the love of Christ in hopes of them coming to know Christ. I have this tugging at my heart that this may be something I should be involved in, so prayers would be appreciated for me to step out a bit. You got it. That's awesome.
Yeah, prayers up. I kind of want to say that newcomers shouldn't be judged, but you shouldn't judge anyone. You know what I mean? Like, it's regardless of how new they are or if they're been with the church forever. I think, you know, just accepting people who they are rather than anything else, super important.
Yeah.
Love for where they are.
Yeah,
definitely. Love them, accept them. And, you know, once you get to know them, and you earn a little trust, you can do some fruit inspecting, but that's about it. You will know them by their fruit and their love for one another. So let's see. Iffle got some Fortnite in with Mark, Tim, and Kevin Friday evening.
Oh, nice. I missed that. Oh, dang.
You did. They even got a win. Had a real blast playing with them.
Let's go.
Let's go. Been playing some more No Man's Sky, Last Epoch, and more recently Elder Scrolls Online, as my wife has shown interest in the game. Really? So a friend of mine, myself, and my wife are now playing that together. We'll see where it goes. Nice. I think that's all I have for this week. Love y'all. If you could get your wife to play Elder Scrolls Online, how long do you think she would last?
She'd be like, what is Elder, what is Scrolls, and what is online? Can I pause the
she
game?
She knows what online is. I think if my wife, like if I could trick her into playing it, she would get stuck on the character creator. So when she signed up for...
That sounds fair.
Which one is it? Trying to remember one of the social media... It wasn't TikTok. It was earlier. Snapchat. I remember she signed up for Snapchat, and she said she spent like 20 to 30 minutes making her little Snapchat avatar.
Her little Bitmoji.
So can you imagine? I can't imagine my wife being in the character creator for Elder Scrolls, where you're like deciding your background, you're deciding your blood type, you're deciding your species. And
that's a decision that's going to shape your game. You got to make it right.
Yeah. You got to make a good choice. So what about you, Ryan? What would Bernice do?
Probably also be on the character creator for, she'd probably get wrecked by the first monster or whatever she fought, and then quickly put it down.
And then be like, and that's all.
She did used to play video games.
The old kids.
Wrecking everything.
Mm-hmm. A really good sniper in Call of Duty.
Oh, really?
Oh,
nice.
She panicked, really, is what happened. But
she's a panic sniper.
When she panicked, double killed two people with like.
Oh like, man, like, what a shot!
What?
Impressive.
Yeah.
Nice. To close it out, Corey said, "I think that's all I have for this week. Love y'all.
Love you too, buddy.
Love you too, Corey.
Love you, Corey.
All right, RE Birth. Here we go. Hey all, Forrest Gump, awkward wave. You're getting it back from us. Hopefully you can hear it. Yeah, probably not. Let's see. Earl, I hit the Columbia social event on Thursday. It wasn't as smooth as other times, and I felt like I had to do a lot of the conversational heavy lifting, which isn't a great mixture with my introversion and fatigue on that particular day. But at least I got to enjoy some good deep dish pizza. Yum. Mm. Also got my new insurance taken care of officially. New glasses came in as well. There you go.
Ooh,
I love
man.
That.
Isn't it nice?
New fresh glasses. Everything.
Again? New glasses.
Everything's all greener and sharper. It's like HD for a week. Of course, depending on the glasses, it could also be HD. Like it could be vertigo for a couple days. I remember when I got these glasses, I was like, oh, what is happening
Ooh,
right now?
Man, you should have turned on Madam Web.
Oh, yeah. Maybe oh, next God, time.
No. You would have
thrown Maybe that. Next time. Maybe next new glass purchase.
Yeah. In Earl, more Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Wait, Earl. Yeah,
that says Earl.
I think he meant Ifl. I was like, what?
I don't think he meant Rebirth.
You
either.
Lived Final Fantasy VII Rebirth? He like was dressed up as Barrett.
And it's not Rebirth.
With a gun arm.
We do not
through.
Refer to it as Rebirth on this podcast.
Oh, that's right. Final Fantasy VII Afterbirth.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were. Ryan and I were watching episodes 600 and someone said Rebirth and we both looked at each other. It's not that. It's
that's not it. That's not the name. We know. This is Ifl. More Final Fantasy VII Afterbirth. It's not a hard game per se, but I think someone said something a week or two ago about gaming reflexes not being what they were in your teens and 20s, and I'm definitely feeling that.
Ooh.
Set beasts might get put down a little bit as it feels like I'm forcing myself through, and I'm thinking about picking up Dragon's Dogma 2 when it drops later this week.
Oh, I hear good things about a lot of good previews.
The character
possibly
in that
Dragon Dogma.
Apparently less.
Yeah, I hear it's early candidate for game of the year. Yeah, as in the previews. So
right,
that's incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible. Let's see. Also made time for a movie rewatch, The Raid Redemption, originally released in 2011-2012. It's an action movie about basically an Indonesian SWAT team assaulting an apartment building that's been taken over by a crime boss. But they get spotted and things go to heck in a handbasket real quick. The first half of the movie is kind of almost like a war action movie. Everyone's got assault rifles, etc. Then at some point after most of the faceless red shirts are dead, it breaks down and goes to mostly martial arts. Fun fact, the fight scenes were choreographed using actual pencak silat, or basically Indonesian MMA.
Oh,
very cool. Very cool. Another fun fact, and the one that initially got my attention at movie's release, the soundtrack for the American release of the film was composed in part by Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park fame.
Really?
Rapper guy.
Oh.
Yeah, you might want to check this out. Probably goes without saying, but it's extremely violent. So if that's not for you or small people in your company, avoid. If you do want to see it, I'd hurry up since it's apparently leaving Netflix for points unknown on April 2nd. Plot's basically an excuse to bring two groups together to beat the tar out of each other. But the movie's also aware of this and doesn't get on in its own way. 9 out of 10 face punches.
All right, what was that movie again? Raid?
Raid Shadow Redemption. Legends. The Raid : Redemption.
All right.
What did you call it, Ryan? I missed.
Raid Shadow Legend.
Oh, Raid Shadow Legend. That's the alternate title. I like it. All right. Next up, Curly Luxurious had this to say. I took the job as logistics manager, and then 2 days later, I went back to my old job. Dang. He did not get through the probationary period. The potential in the long run was way more money, but in the meantime, I'd be about the same pay with twice as many hours and more headache. The home time would have been good, but the wife and I kind of like our schedule now. We get along better than we ever have, so I decided not to rock the boat. Now I just hope I don't regret it. It's not like the opportunity won't present itself again, so I'm really not worried too much about it. I'm already making more money than most of the people in my division, including some of the managers, which is insane. Well, you got to do what you got to do, man. So good thing you figured that out after a couple of days. Ifl, Night Agent on Netflix is fantastic. I have a deal on 3 almost new golf carts that I got in NC will trade for a set of ping pong golf clubs. Maybe you should send one of those Ryan's way. We hear they need golf carts.
Please send me golf carts.
Of course you are. And then he said, later, homies. Later, Gator. After later. A while, Crocodile. All right, next up, Mr. TP himself.
Good howdy, hey, hey,
he said. That's the voice I'm using anyways.
Howdy, ho.
Ifl, on the TV front, I think that's how they used to spell it back in when it was originally out. T-E-E-V-E-E, TV front. Still enjoying Yellowstone. If you haven't watched it, here's the Wikipedia synopsis for free, people. This is free Wikipedia synopsis. John Dutton, Kevin Costner, is a widowed rancher who treats his 4 children like employees. The 3 boys are very different in personality, but the daughter is just the worst human ever. I think we derailed for a second there, TP. You definitely added your 2 cents in that. He said, do watch it if you get the chance. Gaming front has been a little Friday Fortnite with friends. Ooh, I like that alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
And a ton of Forza Horizon 5. I'm now achievement hunting. I'm at 101 achievements, 1850 out of 2500. My last achievement unlocked was Course Connoisseur for winning all Horizon race events, 0.28% unlocked.
Oh, whoa.
Nice. The last speed zone took me 3 hours to get 3 stars. We'll see how the rest goes. Ha ha. Oh, that sounds like a grind. Impressive. Yeah. Earl, I worked from home today, and on my lunch break, I surprised my wife by replacing the kitchen faucet. It's only been leaking for about a year. Better late
than
never.
Man.
You can go at least 4 years with that. And then bathroom reno is done except flooring. Sorry, I missed you fellas at 600. See you at GMG 300.
Oh, Lucas, you're coming to 300?
See you soon.
You're going to come?
I wish.
if someone wants to come and hang out in my basement at 300, you can sleep in the man cave. It's all yours.
Yeah, there you go. Open invitation to all you joiners. Open invitation.
Just reach out to me. DM me. You know, call me. Yep. Message me. FaceTime
some
me.
Some numbers. Hubble Road, Cincinnati, Ohio. Go find them. Track him down. I said some numbers. There's lots of numbers to choose from. I didn't give them all
just, there's just going to be a slow moving car down the street. Like, I think this could be his house.
Like, we did not agree to share my road. That's fine. I live at Rua Zeferino Borges Barreto Deis in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Come find me. Yep, exactly. Come find me. Hang out with me.
I think he just cussed.
Just put that in your GPS.
Yeah, didn't stop cussing. Jeez.
That's my bad. Last joiner to join us on Discord, Lord Zukor. Well, let's see. The only F was in Mario Day we had this the Sunday school class over, and I got my Mario Kart chess set. Or Mario Kart, no. Just Mario chess set. That sounds cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Mario Uno and Mario 3D World Out. I played one round of Mario, and that was it. My three-year-old is very interested in the Mario chess set, though. Not for the chess, however.
Of course.
Earl, over the weekend, my wife and I went to a marriage retreat. After the Friday sessions, we went on a hot date, ooh la la, and had some of the best Italian pasta.
After hours.
I've ever eaten. Definitely going back there. It was a little sad to miss MTTG 600, but I'll get over the FOMO. Marriage conference is worth it. Amen to that, brother.
Amen.
Yeah, for sure.
Enjoy a hot date over hot friends. I don't know.
Whoa! Weird. That is after hours.
It's pretty hot in real life. So
yeah, that's right. So there you go. Those are all the joiners, what they had to share and say. Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, that was good.
Y'all. Ewans, use guys. If you would rather connect with us spectatorly or visually, you can find us on YouTube and Twitch. We have joiners that do streaming, I think, still. So you can check them out. Links are in the Discord. Let's see. Patreon in the merch page. You can support and gear up with us. So click the one link to rule them all. Linktree.com/thegmshowpod. Of course, if you can't toss your attention or a coin to your podcasters, but it's still the giving type, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, and Spotify. It helps us reach new joiners through stars, exclamation marks, and your feedback. So let your voice be heard, literally, if you prefer, at 929-GMGGuys. All righty then. Pat, not Mark, the spirit of Mark, Ryan, and our beloved friends, family, and joiners, go get your good morning this week, and may God bless and guide your lives as you live, as you work, and as you game. 1, 2, 3, 4.